Hello again, and thank you for joining us today as we commit to supporting your life journey as you build your spiritual consciousness in knowing the truth of your being. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. Let us begin this morning with a prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, in today's video, Strength for the Journey, Jane answers many of our questions, including, how do I do this? This video will open your heart to a new understanding of how to navigate the spiritual journey. Here we go.
We are once again moving in to that higher place of ourselves. How can we give strength to batter the negative down, to find ourselves in God? How is that done? What do we need to do? Well, the number one thing that we have to do is first recognize it. So if you've asked the question, what am I supporting my soul, and how do I get the courage to do all this? The answer is, if I magnetize your soul, which I am doing right now as I'm sitting here, I'm pulling your soul forward. It's a magnet. It's an energy field. Pull it forward a little bit. Give it a little bit of strength. Give it things that it can do successfully. Then give it a little something harder to do, until you're able to grab hold of the whole concept and use it to support your I Am Presence, which is right within you. The I Am Presence isn't anything ever lost. It's been here since you were born, through all your many lifetimes. It's been here. It's the guiding force within you, within all the little eyes. It's that soul. And so many souls have said to me, how can I do this? It seems like it's impossible. When I start to look at some of this, I just feel overwhelmed. I want to put the blanket over my head. I want to just hide from it all because it's too much. It's too much. And yet, there's a part of me that says, I'm not giving up. In those moments when I'm below that five and think I can't make it, I say to myself, oh, little you, you little I, get out of my way. Right now I'm tired. And I don't want to meditate. I don't want to do anything. In fact, I just soon put the covers over my head and pretend I don't know anything. But you can't, because you already know. And if you have any ideas of perhaps there is another dimension that you might want to be in, you've already ruined the third dimension for yourself. What do I mean by that? How can you look at everything that's going on in your life in the same way you looked at it before? You see, you can't. Because now you know that there's this other law that's operating in your world that you think you have no control over, but you do. And if I can magnetize that I am presence in you and pull it forth, it's going to break down those barriers. You see, I'll do whatever I can. I will push the max so that you will have the courage to take the next step. And then you know that you can do it. Then you're given another little thing to do. And each time you're moving into a higher dimension of self, and you're getting out of the limited self, that's keeping you under its thumb. If you're even asking the question, you're on the right track. If you're even wondering, you're on the right track. You see, it's so important to ask the right question. I learned that. The answer is in the question. Do you know what I mean by that? The answer is in the question. Oh, how do I get stronger? How do I embrace this soul of mine? I recognize I'm a soul. I recognize I'm not this personality self. There's more to me than this. I am going to meditate on that. My I am presence in me, my soul, my God self, is waiting to become consciously aware. Not kind of aware. You've been kind of aware in many, many lifetimes. But now is the hour to be completely aware. Get the will behind you. Get the love. Take down the love shield that we have around ourselves so we don't get hurt. Because we are fooling ourselves anyway that we have any protection. The truth is we don't really. We just think we do. Being on this other wavelength, I'm going to call it wavelength, is everything. But it's all within you. All within. Your whole world is within you. And when you really, really 100% understand that, then you are the master of your destiny. You are the lover of lovers. You are the intelligence of the universe. Because everything is possible. So always be a magnet for others' good. That's what you're going to end up doing. Because you love. You don't want to leave anybody behind. If I can move you a little bit today, a little bit to help you to see something new, just a little bit, then what happens is you become more aware. than you were an hour ago. You have a little vibe going on. You are a unit of electricity that's getting brighter and brighter and brighter, and then melds into the universe. And the mind of God is your mind. The love of God is your love. But we have to move out of our limited self to get there. And that's the job of each soul, because you need to know thyself. And when you know thyself, you'll know thyself in God. Not the lofty, lofty, lofty something. A peaceful, quiet, serene. Breathing, breathing, and experiencing. I'd like to take you into that breathing, experiencing, even if I could only take you for 5 minutes, it would change your life. Hopefully I can do that. You will allow me to do it. You're the only one that keeps me away. You see, we are one. I know we're one. I'm one with you right now. But you don't know it yet. Or maybe you know it this much, but this much is better than nothing. This much is better than nothing. So away we go for another week. Continue practicing the presence, the I Am presence within you. Learning about your karma. Learning about what pushes your buttons. Learning to master your emotions. I've just given you a terribly long list of things, but guess what? It's one little thing at a time. One little tiny thing at a time. And it builds. It builds. I lovingly support each and every one on their journey. I am so blessed. So blessed to have you in my life. I feel that. I feel so blessed. It's a joy. It's such a joy. You bring me so much love that you know not of. Thank you for loving me, for I love you too. Bye-bye for now.
Now, in the beginning of my journey, I had no idea what I had committed to. I was so illumined. I believe that once I committed to know myself in the infinite, that all my worries, my concerns, my desires, everything would be fulfilled and I would never be sad again. Well, once that wall came crumbling down, I had to come to grips with my true desire. What was my true desire on this spiritual path? I began to ask questions during my daily meditation time. How do I do this? And the answer came back one step at a time. And then my next question was, what does that mean? And the answer came back, journal. And I began journaling, and the answers were given to me. They were given slowly but surely over these last 30 plus years. And I experienced a guiding force within me to move me beyond my limited self into a new dimension of self. With Jane's teachings, guidance, and love, I was given the strength to keep moving beyond my limited self into fourth dimensional consciousness. Now, we're here to support your commitment to moving into fourth dimensional consciousness. So please join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our Support for Your Journey gathering. Additional information is noted in the chat area below. Your loving gifts to the center allow us to continue this work of expanding consciousness for the upliftment of all humanity. Thank you. Additional information is also listed in the chat area below. Now, let us take this time to meditate together. Just close your eyes if you're comfortable in doing so. Allow the chair to support you. Just relax, relax into this moment. This is the only moment we have. As we move through this journey, we are given everything to awaken. Once the desire of our heart is realized, the universe steps forward to move us beyond our limited selves. We begin to awaken slowly, ever so slowly, to our I am presence. We begin to lift the veils of unknowing. We become observers of self. And through the observations, we know what actions and behaviors we need to go beyond. We begin to know our whole selves in the infinite. We not only ask for the strength, but we are given the strength to go beyond our limited selves. We no longer choose to live in the opposites. We choose peace. We choose silence. We choose to be in this world, but not of this world. We are enlightened to know unconditional love. Selfless service. Compassion for all souls. And forgiveness of self and others. We unravel our karmic ball. And we are absorbed into the infinite. Freedom. And we are grateful. Amen. And when you're comfortable, please open your eyes and know that you are supported, you're loved. And we are so thankful to have the opportunity to be here with you on Sunday. Thank you so much, and we'll see you again next Sunday. Bye now.